Since I've started talking to you, I have never in my life denied myself this many orgasms. I meant to make a recording just before midnight of me coming my brains out right up until midnight. But then I got a little spurt of energy and for some reason, I wound up doing jump training until 12:30 in the morning. 12:36, actually. And I looked at the clock and realized that I wasn't allowed to orgasm anymore. So I decided to go through your loophole and try and see if I could get some cock. And get some cock that would agree with me. Or at least, you know, let me come. That's not how it works. So I've been playing with myself and I just, fuck, I want to come. I thought, I don't know. So I guess I don't know. I figured I'd record this for you because you like to hear me edge myself, and I haven't denied myself this many orgasms ever, and it's horrible, and you're mean. I wish I could say that I really did find this horrible, but I don't know. It turns me on more knowing I'm not allowed. So of course I play with myself more and torture myself more. And my nipples are, they're still bruised. I've been trying to take like a proper picture of it, but like you can see where the bobby pins dug in. And there's actually a bruise on the top side and the underside where the bobby pin dug in and squeezed. So they're really bruised and sore. I don't know why I can't stop doing this to myself. It's so good. I'll tell you quickly about my booty call. So, in high school, I coached this kid. I was grade 12 and he was grade 9. I coached junior boys basketball in my grade 12 year. And I taught, physical education 8 through 11 as a student assistant. And I was a student assistant for French 8 and French 9. So he was a student two times because he wound up in my French class and wound up in my PE class. And he was just always the most adorable little kid. And then a few years ago, he started going to college, the same college I go to. And I don't know, the last 6 months, for some reason, mostly because he's homesick and I'm homesick and we have that in common. And I don't know. We started fucking. So, Wednesday, I went down to the cafeteria to get hot water for hot chocolate. And he saw me. I saw him and he saw me. We saw each other see each other. And, we saw each other see each other, and I tried to scoot, because I he usually, whenever he sees me, we usually wind up fucking. I tried to take off. Like, I literally, like, as quick as I could move with 2 cupfuls of hot water, like, made a break for it, for the elevator. And I don't know why, when he figured out how submissive I was in bed, he was really delighted, because it was a huge role reversal for him, because he remembers me in high school, when I coached basketball, and I was really strict, and coached and taught high school physical education, and was really strict, and taught French, and was really strict and controlling, and demanding, because he was an athlete. And anyway, so he was a role reversal for him, and he loved it. He's loved it every single time. So he wound up dragging me down into the parking lot where his truck was. And he's got a Chev or something like that. It's a Chev, I know that. I just don't know the type it is. The Chev, it's a 4-door, and the back seat is huge. And he was like, he like took my hot water and threw it out, which is and he basically, like, pushed me into his truck, and he was, like, pushing me in the truck, and I was, like, trying to, like, quickly explain, the situation, and he was just enthralled. He made me put the pins on one nipple for him, so he could see what it looked like, and he played with it for a little bit, then let me take it off, and then he, unzipped his pants, and he pulled my pants off, and made me get on top of him and ride him. And I told him that I wasn't allowed to orgasm, that it was the rule, and I didn't want to get punished. And so, we were sitting in the middle of the back seat. He had me lay back on the console. And so I was basically, like, bent over backwards from my knees. And he was fucking me, like, just thrusting his hips up so hard and thrusting me. And, so he was up, and he was thrusting so hard, and while he was fucking me, he had his thumb on my clit, and was making me roll my hips up and down. And it just felt so fucking good. And he would tease me so bad. He kept talking dirty to me, telling me what a dirty little slut I was. How I was such a good little whore, riding his cock the way I was. Being such a good little fuck slut for him. But at the same time, being so good for everybody else and just resisting the orgasm he was forcing. He was building it. I could feel myself start to tighten. And, I could feel myself start to tighten and get closer. And I didn't want to come, and I was begging him to stop. I was begging him not to make me come. And I was breathing. I was trying to control my breathing, trying to control something to keep myself from coming all over his cock. And then he felt how close I was, so he stopped. And he pulled out, and he had me roll onto my back onto the seat, and he got on top of me. And he bit and played with my nipples. And I was so fucking ready to come just from him playing with my nipples. And you had said that if it was from, I would decide to, you know, if I came from him just playing from my nipples, that would be okay. I was trying to get him to play with them more. And he figured out what was up, so he stopped. He started fucking me again. And fuck, his cock was inside of me and he was so thick. And he kept telling me what a good fucking slut I was. Resisting coming, and I wanted to come so bad. He made me tell him how bad I wanted to come. He made me beg. He made me beg him to stop, because I don't know. And then, he pulled out again. Made me lick all my pussy juices off his cock before forcing the head of his cock to the back of my throat. He kept telling me how he was gonna make me this good little cum whore. And how. How I was such a good little cock slave. The way I milked his cock with my mouth. And he fucked my throat. Until he came. And he pulled out. So a little bit got on my face. And I swallowed every drop that was in my mouth. And he made me straddle his lap again. And his thumb was on my clit. I was ready to scream. I'm so close. I was so close, and he, wiped a little bit of cum off my face, and he rubbed it around my right nipple, and rubbed it in a little bit, and he pinched my nipple so hard, I almost screamed. It hurt, but it hurt so good. And then he pushed my nipple up to my mouth and made me lick myself clean or he'd rip the cum in. And then he let me get dressed again and go back to doing my homework like a good girl. And he went to class like the good boy that he is. And that was my booty call. And it was horrible because I was so close so many times. It's like, I'm so close right now. All I want to do is come. I'm really upset that I didn't get to come right before midnight. This feels so good. I said. said, I've never denied myself this many orgasms. And I wish I could honestly say that I didn't like it. Some twisted part of me loves it, but I still think you're mean.